亲爱的弟兄姊妹朋友们大家好
Dear brothers and sisters, good morning.
这个周末对我们基督徒来说是一年中最重要的日子
It's a very, very important weekend for Christians.
在过去的周五、基督为世人的罪被钉上十字架
In this past Friday, Good Friday, we remembered Christ died for our sins on a cross.
但今天是个大喜的日子。
Today is a day that we should celebrate.
我们的主复活了。
Our Lord has risen.
让相信他的人，信靠他的人得永生。
Whoever believes in him will have everlasting life.
天地也与我们一同欢乐。
Everyone rejoices with us.
你看我们今天的阳光多么灿烂
You see how nice the sunshine is today?
感谢神给我们这一美好的一切
Praise the Lord for giving us all the good things
今天我们 有非常特殊的中英文复活节联合崇拜
Today we are having a combined worship
在开始今天的崇拜前那我们一起来诵读本月的圣经经句
Now let's recite this month's memory verse together in Chinese only
来大家一起来啊一个人不能侍奉两个主不是恶这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门十六章第二十四节我再读一遍啊等等再来一起来不能侍奉两个主恶这个爱那个就是重这个轻那个你们不能又侍奉神又侍奉马门第六章二十四节诗篇第九十六篇第一章第四节这样说道你们要向耶和华唱新歌全地都要向耶和华歌唱要向耶和华歌唱称颂他的名天天传扬他的救恩在列邦中述说他的荣耀在万民中述说他的奇事因耶和华为大当受极大的赞美他在万神之上当受慰藉
In Psalm 96, verses 1 to 4, Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
现在我们奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名义，开始今天的复活节特别崇拜。
In the name of our Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we are starting our worship service for Easter Sunday today.
首先呢，我们用歌声来颂赞我们拯救的神。
So we are going to start with praise.
sing, O precious.
Precious is the flower.
singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see.
Let us remain standing. Let's pray. Friday was a day of pain, agony, and suffering. Yesterday, the Sabbath day, was a day of silence in the grave. But today is life bursting forward. Today is a Resurrection Sunday. Lord, we thank you for the sacrifice that you have given to us on the cross for all our sins. Lord, we thank you for bringing our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, from the grave, to be alive, to ascend into the heavens. Lord, because of your great love that we can come to here today and be called your children. Lord, because of the death of our Lord Jesus Christ and his resurrection, that we have a victory overcoming sin, death, and Satan. Because of his resurrection, that we can come near to you and you can come near to us. Lord, indeed, not only you come near to us, but you desire to come near to us, especially for those who are in pain and suffering. Lord, at this time we want to remember for those brothers and sisters in our midst. Perhaps they might not be here with us today, but nevertheless they are with us as one body, that they are suffering. Lord, we pray for them, and we a lot of times we do not know how to help. We do not know how to give physical, comforting words, but your words is enough for them. And indeed, your presence will be enough for them as well. So we pray that you will be with them. Lord, we also pray for the family of Ma, Alan Ma and his family, that you would comfort, give him comfort and peace that really transcends our understanding. That you will be with them, that you, in the midst of missing Agnes, that you will remind them that she's in a better place, that she is with our Lord Jesus Christ, that she will come back one day again. Lord, we thank you for this constant reminder, because of your resurrection, that we do have hope in the future. Lord, we also pray for tragedies that is happening around the world, the The stabbing happened last week during the high school, and as far as the tragedy that happened with the Malaysian airline 370, Lord, we pray that you, through the body of Christ, that you would give comfort and peace to those family members of those who are mourning, that they really do not know how to understand all these things. But Lord, we pray that through this even tragedy as they are, that they would experience your closeness, that they would experience your presence, that you would tell them that you do care. And Lord, a lot of people ask, why do all these things happen? And don't you care? But indeed, you did care. And because of that, you stepped into the history of mankind. And you took on our image so that you, and not only as a human being, but also as a servant, not only dying, but dying on the cross. But because of that you resurrected today, and Lord, the fact that we can come here and stand before you is a demonstration of the grace upon the grace that you have given to us. So Lord, as we continue to worship you, we pray that you will be pleased and with our worship. Help us and remind us that your resurrection is more than enough to conquer all these temptations and spiritual attacks from Satan, that we do have hope in you, and we do have identity in you, and we do have our goal and purpose of life in you. Thank you, Lord, for being with us. Continue to be with us as we worship you. Be with us as we read your word. Be with us as your word will be preached through Pastor Kenny's mouth, that you would anoint him, that you would give him powerful words, so that your words will be comforted to our hearts and be a source of strength for our weak in our life. Thank you again. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Scripture reading time.
请大家翻到腓立比书第三章第十七节。
Today's scripture reading is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 to chapter 4, verse 1.
Yeah. 我算了一下，总共有六节，所以我们来一起来读的。
We will recite in Chinese first together and then in English.
好，我们就开始。弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人，因为有许多人行事是基督十字架的仇敌。我屡次告诉你们，现在又流泪地告诉你们，他们的结局就是沉沦，他们的神就是自己的肚腹，他们以自己的羞辱为荣耀，专以地上的事为念。我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立得稳。
I'm going to read in English, Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 to chapter 4, verse 1. I'm going to read from my NIV version. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we gave you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. The destiny is destruction, the God is their stomach. and the glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from here, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends.
感谢神的话语。
Thank God for his precious words.
接下来我们有诗班一个特别奉献。
So we're going to have a song offering from the Chinese choir.
歌颂复活主。
Praise the resurrected Lord.
现在把时间交给诗班。
Thank you.
感谢诗班。
Thank you, Chinese choir.
以下是信息时间。
Below is message time, so we're going to dismiss all the children who are under sixth grade. You may be dismissed, and please gather by the entrance. You're going to have a different program, and Sunday school teachers as well.
对，在信息之前，请最年轻的朋友们回到他们自己的教室去。
So basically, from pre-K to fifth grade, can be dismissed.
好，今天的信息将由周金平教师主讲。
Our message is going to be done by Pastor Candy Chow today.
主题是哪里是你的国籍
？The topic is where is your citizenship.
好，把时间交给周金平教师。
弟兄姐妹朋友复活节快乐
Brother and sister, happy Resurrection Day.
Thank you to the choir and the praise team for leading us in worshiping God.
谢谢成人诗班还有我们的颂赞小组
Thank you for those who served in the Easter very early sunrise morning worship service.
也都谢谢那些在今天神期崇拜侍奉的弟兄姊妹。
And my mouth and my stomach, thanks those that made such yummy kanji.
我的口我的肚腹都为我为那些准备的美味的食物而感恩。
I was a little greedy. I had two bowls.
我也觉得自己很贪心，我吃了两碗。
What a wonderful day for us to gather together.
今天是一个多么奇特的日子，我们可以聚集在一起。
In unity with Chinese speaking and English speaking.
我们可以把讲中文的、讲华语的和讲英文的人聚集在一起。
With the good looking and the great looking.
你那些样貌出众的，还有那些样貌。英俊的
很棒
很棒了都站在一起
We're glad you are here with us this morning
我很感恩我们可以站在一起
Let's take a moment to greet those around you and please smile and say to them Happy Resurrection Day
让我们可以对我们坐在旁边的朋友谢声复活节快乐
复活节快乐
快乐
You know, it's such a privilege to have freedom to worship openly in this country.
你们都知道，我们是有这样的权利，可以在这个国家公开的、自由的敬拜。
To sit comfortably, knowing that in this land there is freedom of religion.
我们这里很舒适的坐着，我们又可以，我们又知道，在这个土地上，我们可以有自由的信仰。
Growing up, from time to time, my mom would remind me what a blessing it is to be a citizen of the United States of America.
在我成长的过程中，我妈妈一次又一次的提醒我，我是真的很有福气，拥有美国的国籍是很有福气的。
Now, as you can tell, I'm not of European descent.
你可以说，你们也知道，我不是欧洲裔的后代。
Like most of you, I do not have American Indian blood flowing through my veins.
与你们在座大多数的人一样，我没有美国印第安人的血统。
And like some of you, I wasn't even born here.
和你们部分的人一样，我不是在这里出生的。
Like my brother, I was born in Vietnam.
我跟我哥哥一样，我们是生在越南。
Near the end of the Vietnam War, my parents escaped and became refugees.
越南战争将近结束的时候，我的父母逃离越南，成为难民。
Wanderers of the earth with no national identity and no political security.
我们流离失所，我们没有我们的身份，也没有我们的，也没有我们的政治庇护。
We stayed in refugee camps for months.
我们在难民营住了几个月。
We're helplessly waiting for someone to give us a new place to call home.
我们无助地等待着有人给我们一个叫做家的地方。
As my mom tells it, the miracle happened when we were granted permission to enter America.
我妈妈告诉我，有一天一个奇迹发生了，我们可以有一个特权，可以来到一个地方叫做美国。
Through no merits of our own, at the mercy of international politics, in 1975, we arrived in America.
虽然我们没有什么价值，但在1975年的那个年代，那个国际政治的那个大气候下，我们来到了美国。
I was 1 year old at the time.
那时候我只是一岁。
So I don't remember any of this.
我对这些没有任何的记忆。
My family didn't grow up with much, but my mom would remind me over and over again of this unimaginable blessing.
我们家境并不富裕，但是我妈妈一次又一次地提醒我，这个不能无法想象的福气。
And always looking to what others had that I didn't, it was difficult to relate to the gratitude she had to God and to this country.
当我回想的时候，有很多的人拥有很多的东西，但是我没有。为什么他很难想象他对于这个土地可以为神充满感恩？
But I do remember one morning when I was 7 years old, I didn't have to go to school.
但是我记得，在我七岁的那一年，有一天我没有上学。
Because that day, my parents took me to go line up outside of a federal building.
因为那一天我的父母带我去到一个联邦大楼的外面排队。
There were over 500 people lined up outside.
那里有大概多过500个人在外面排队。
The line was really long.
那条队伍真的很长啊。
But that line eventually led us to be sworn in as citizens of the USA.
但是那条队伍可以终于让我们宣誓成为美国公民。
Now as citizens, there are many amazing benefits.
成为一个公民可以有很多很美好的福利。
Privileges that many of us, perhaps especially those who are born here, enjoy without even noticing.
纵然有很多的权利，特别是我们在座的很多人，我们虽然享受了，但是我们好像视而不见。
And growing up, my mom and perhaps your parents will remind us of this.
但是在我们成长的过程中，我的妈妈，还有可能你们的父母，都一直在提醒你们。
I think she would value over all else, the access to free education from when we were children all the way up to high school.
我相信她是觉得我们可以有机会在这里接受免费的教育，直到高中毕业，那是非常有价值的。
This was not my mom's reality growing up, but it became her children's reality.
在我妈妈的年代，那这样的梦想是 不切实际的，但是对于她来说，她的儿女可以接受这样的免费教育了。
And for that, she continues to thank God for America.
就因为这样，她因着这样，她对神不住的感恩。
Now my parents would also remind me that there are responsibilities.
我的妈妈也不断地提醒我的责任。
They wanted me to grow up to be a citizen in good standing.
她也鼓励我要成为一个有好榜样的公民。
And even though we're in the land of the free, we all understand that there are expected duties.
虽然我们在一个自由的国度里，但是我们都也应该明白，我们有我们的责任。
Every citizen needs to pay their taxes every year.
例如，如果我们是公民，我们每年都要交税。
One day you will know.
有一天你可能会知道。
As citizens, there are obligations.
作为公民，我们有我们的义务。
Every few years, we serve on jury duty.
几年之内，我们可能要作为陪审团的成员。
And as citizens, there is an expected code of conduct.
而且我们作为公民，我们也有一定的我们的行为守则。
Due to others, as you would have them do to you.
我们要别人怎样对待我们，我们也要怎样对待别人。
Very logical, right?
合情合理啊，是不是呢？
Very fair.
很公平啊。
Just as my parents would remind me of the blessings and responsibilities as an American citizen, in today's passage, Paul reminds the Philippian church that their citizenship is in heaven.
就像我的父母提醒我，我们作为公民有我们的福气，但是也有我们的责任。就像当时今天我们所讲的信息，使徒保罗也在提醒腓立比人，他们作为天上的公民，他们需要有的身份。
How was the church of Philippi to conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the citizenship?
那个腓立比教会怎么样教导他们 那些有具有天上公民的身份的人，他们要有怎样的行为
？And as for us, how do we become citizens of heaven?
对于我们，我们又如何是成为天上的国民的呢？
And how does what was written 2,000 years ago help us live out today and tomorrow our identity as citizens of heaven?
对于那些写在2000年前的那份书信，又如何帮助我们现在，我们认识我们现在的身份，而我们可以在地上活着的时候，有天上公民的行为？
谢谢。In our English worship service, we've been going through the book of Philippians.
在我们英语崇拜当中，我已经教导过腓立比书。
Now this is a wonderful missions update letter from Paul the apostle to the founder of their church.
对于使徒保罗来说，那是他一个特别的使命，因为他是那个教会的创始者。
Paul cared for this church deeply.
保罗非常关心那个教会。
In the first verse of chapter 4, Paul considers them as family.
在腓立比书第四章第一节，保罗把他们视为家人。
He says he loves them and misses them dearly.
他说他很爱他们，他深深地想念他们。
They are his joy and crown.
他们是他的喜乐，他们是他的冠冕。
In some translations, it would say they are his beloved.
另外一句话来讲，他们是保罗所爱的人。
And sandwiched between all these terms of affection, Paul would state his desire for them.
如果站在感情上面，保罗是很想站在他们一边的。
What is it?
怎么样讲呢
？What does Paul desire of them?
保罗又是如何站在他们的立场呢
？It is to stand firm in the Lord.
我应该说，保罗是在主里站立的稳。
Just like Jesus was persecuted, so was Paul.
像耶稣一样，保罗也遭到迫害。
And so was the Philippian church.
也都像腓立比教会一样，也遭到迫害。
Now sometimes persecution is intense.
有的时候那些迫害是非常强烈的。
Confiscation of property.
有的时候他会把他们的财产霸占了。
Imprisonment.
把他们关到监牢里。
Even death.
或许他们会丧失生命。
Now, other times, opposition came in the form of false teaching.
有些时候那些假的教导也来到他们中间。
And that was the case here.
因为我们可以在第三章可以看到这样的例子。
And Paul took this matter very seriously.
保罗在这件事上非常认真。
Now during Hurricane Sandy, did you see weather reporters on the shore broadcasting the current conditions of the storm?
在 Sandy 飓风刮来的时候，你是否可以看到那些天气报告的人员，他们在暴风雨当中，他们仍然要报告当时天气的情况。
Somehow we like to see them outside struggling in the extreme elements.
有的时候我真的很我很喜欢看到他们在暴风雨当中，他们摇摇摆摆的状况。
The rain is pouring sideways and it's pelting their unsteady frame.
那些雨刮在他们的面上，而且那个风使他们经常站立不住。
With the trees bending in the background, the howling wind threatens to. It seems like they're going to be blown away.
在他们的背后，那些树枝已经被吹倒，那些。狂风呼啸，使他们好像真的要被刮走一样。
But their goal is to stand firm in the midst of these challenges and complete the mission.
但是他们的目标就是在一定要在那个地方有那个挑战的场合上要站立得稳，完成他们的使命。
And our mission is no different.
但是我们的使命又有什么不同呢？
God wants the citizen of this heavenly kingdom to stand firm in Him.
我们的主神希望他的国民在他的国度里，在主里站立得稳。
To stand firm and persevere through hardship.
我们要在我们艰难的困苦当中持守得住，站立得稳。
To be able to identify false teaching.
我们要可以认识到什么是假教师的教导。
But sometimes it's challenging to stand firm.
但有的时候我们要站立得住是非常具有挑战性的。
And sometimes false teaching is tempting to follow.
但有的时候那些虚假的教导很像一个 是非常有吸引力的，我们很难站立得住。
How do we stand firm when things are difficult?
如果我们在困难当中，我们又如何站立得稳呢？
This morning I'd like to focus on three ways we can stand firm in the Lord.
在今天我要注重有三个方面，我们如何在主内站立得稳。
I hope it will uplift your spirits and give you courage to continue to stand firm in our risen Lord.
我希望我们的灵可以得到提升，我们可以继续在主内站立得稳，就是因为我们复活的主。
The first way to stand firm in the Lord is to recognize your identity and your destiny.
第一点，我们要站立得稳，我们就要认清我们的身份和我们的命定。
The Philippian church consisted of retired soldiers of the Roman Empire.
那些腓立比教会的人，他们都是一些在罗马帝国的退伍军人。
Though they've never been to Rome, they were granted citizenship for their loyal military service.
虽然他们从来没有去过罗马，但是他们有罗马的身份，因为他们在他们的队伍当中忠心的侍奉。
And they were extremely proud of that citizenship.
但是他们对于有这样的国民身份非常自豪。
Paul would use that status they regarded so highly to remind them that their ultimate king was not Caesar, but the risen Lord.
保罗在那里一再提醒他们，他们的最终王国不是那个海撒大帝，而是那个复活的耶稣。
And that their ultimate citizenship was not in Rome, but in heaven.
他们最终的国籍不是在罗马，而是在天上。
However great Rome was, it would pale in comparison with heaven.
对于罗马帝国，他们虽然是伟大，但是相对我们的天国，它是如此的渺小。
So in verse 20, Paul writes, "Our citizenship is in heaven, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ."
所以在二十节这样讲，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
Like the Philippian citizens who have never been to Rome, heaven is a place that we haven't been to.
就像腓立比教会的人，他们从来没有去过罗马，我们也一样，我们也没有去过天国。
But it is a place that we have been granted access to one day enter.
但是那是一个地方，我们允许我们有一天，我们可以去合法的进入那里，我们可以永恒的在那里居住。
Resurrection Day is not just a day to look back at something amazing that happened 2,000 years ago.
复活那一天，不仅仅是那一天，我们回望的时候，那是过去有一个在那里建立过一个基业。
Resurrection Day is also a day to look forward to the distant future.
复活的那一天，而且也是那一天，我们向前看的时候，那在不远的将来。
For those who believe in the resurrection of Jesus, today is a day to marvel at the eternal destiny that awaits you.
那些我们相信主耶稣复活的人，有一天我们要进入天国，那个天国就在那里等候我们。
We're not just celebrating today, we're celebrating what will happen in the future.
我们不仅仅在今天庆祝，我们也要将来庆祝我们将来有一天我们将到的去到的那个地方。
Well, access into heaven is only through the work of Jesus on our behalf.
那个天国就是因为我们相信主耶稣，我们就可以进入的地方。
God, Jesus lived on earth, earning our righteousness.
主耶稣在地上活着，成为我们的中保，也他为我们的义死去。
Jesus died in our place. for the penalty of our sins.
主耶稣也为我们的罪，也为我们的罪流血，也为我们的罪付上代价。
The resurrection day reminds us that the blood of Jesus has satisfied God's just wrath for rebellious humanity.
复活的那一天也都提醒我们，主耶稣基督的宝血满足了上帝对我们这些不义人的愤怒。
Resurrection reminds us that Jesus is mighty to save.
复活的那一天提醒我们，主耶稣是一个极大的拯救。
And he offers salvation to all who would believe in him.
他都给我们所有相信的人得到这个救恩。
Now earlier in verse 9, Paul tells with absolute clarity that we can only enter through having faith in Christ.
在第九节的那里保罗已经提醒我们，我们只要相信基督的义，就是因信，因神的义。
Our acceptance into this kingdom is all by God's grace.
我们相信主耶稣基督完全是因为神，这是完完全全是因为神的恩典可以进入他的天国。
Like my parents helplessly hoping for a country to call our own, Resurrection Day reminds us that Jesus grants us this wonderful identity of citizenship.
就像我们的父母无望地等待一个国家给我们一个叫做家的地方，复活的那一天也都提醒我们，主耶稣给我们这样的恩典，我们可以成为那里天国的公民。
We are born again into his kingdom.
我们在他的国度里重生。
Brothers and sisters, friends and guests, the risen Jesus secures our identity and our eternal destiny.
弟兄姊妹朋友嘉宾们，复活的主耶稣保证了我们有可以进入天国的身份。
In Christmas, Jesus has come.
在圣诞节的时候主耶稣来了。
In Easter, Jesus has risen.
在复活节的时候耶稣复活了。
And in the future, Jesus is coming again.
在将来他会再来。
Resurrection Day reminds us that he will come back to bring us to heaven.
复活节提醒我们，耶稣会再来，会把我们带走。
As we live out our lives here on earth, don't forget to look to the return of the King.
我们在地上活着的时候，请不要忘记，我们要仰望，我们将有一天我们要去到的那个国度。
The second way to stand firm in the Lord is to be able to identify true teaching from what is false.
在第二点，我们如何在主内站立的稳，我们 是要我们教导我们，我们要认辨什么是真正的教导。
Because it is a matter of life and death.
因为那一些这是对于生和死的关键问题。
Now growing up I watched a lot of Hong Kong movies and dramas.
在我成长的过程中，我看过很多香港的那些电视剧还有电影。
In one show, a poor man had a teenage son and they lived in a bad neighborhood.
有一个影片那个故事是关于有一个很穷的男人，他和他的儿子住在一个非常破旧的社区。
They lived in an area where they had a lot of gangs.
他在那个社区有经常有很多的黑社会争斗。
I like watching gang movies.
我很喜欢看那些黑社会打斗的影片。
As the father worked tirelessly to provide for his family, he would warn his son not to associate with the gang members around him.
他那位父亲疲于奔命的工作，就是为了提供他那个家庭。他特别提醒他的那些。他那个儿子不要与黑社会的人聚集在一起。
冇群埋晒黑社会啊！Don't associate with gang members. 生性做人啊！I have no idea. Okay.
Just be smart.
Actually, when I say that, I think it was my parents that would say that to me, not the movie.
这个不仅仅是电影上的教导，也是我的父母亲常常教导我的。
So back to the movie. First, he did little things like just selling cigarettes in the corner.
刚刚开始的时候，那个儿子只是做一些小小的动作。他在一些角落里贩卖香烟。
Eventually, his son went to fight against a rival gang who was trying to take over their territory.
到最后，那个儿子和为了黑社会的地盘与人争斗打架。
His son was captured.
那个儿子被人抓到了。
He was beaten and ransomed.
被人毒打，被勒索。
All his friends deserted him.
他所有的朋友都觉得他罪有应得。
Only his father tried to save him.
只是他的爸爸很尝试的去拯救他。
Now this father needed $10,000 to redeem his son.
那个爸爸需要有10,000块钱去赎回他儿子的生命。
Desperate to save his life, he took the deed to his home.And went to the loan sharks.
就是为了拯救他儿子的生命，他把他的那个破旧的房子去做了一个按揭，去那个，去租了一，去借了一些高利贷，为了还钱。
Now, though the deed was worth $40,000, he was only able to get $10,000 in cash.
那个高利贷虽然只是40,000块钱，但是他只得到10,000块钱的现金。
But at least it was just enough.
但是那个只是仅仅的足够哎。
So he brought the money to go redeem his son.
他拿到那一笔钱，就想去赎他的儿子。
When he got there, when he saw his son, he saw that he was in bad shape.
他见到儿子的时候，他看到儿子遍体鳞伤。
He was bleeding and in bondage.
他流血，他在那里哭泣。
And his father's heart broke.
爸爸的心都碎了。
After handing over the money, he expected to get his son back.
付了钱之后，他本来希望他的儿子可以回家。
Something unexpected happened.
但是不幸的却发生了。
They killed his son.
他们杀了他的儿子。
Then they pointed the gun at him.
他们甚至把枪指向他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Turns out the money he got from the loan sharks, the cash that would have saved his son, was counterfeit.
因为他带去那个赎他儿子从在高利贷那里借来的钱是假的。
It looked real, but it wasn't.
看来是真的，但是是假的。
It looked good, but it was good for nothing.
看来好像是好的，但是毫无价值。
Counterfeit money is useless.
假钱没有用。
Counterfeit money is destructive.
假钱具有破坏性。
To not believe in the truth is not good.
如果我们不相信，纵然是不好。
To believe in a lie that poses like the truth is worse.
如果我们相信那些谎言，相信那些以为是真的，那更糟。
And so here Paul is combating a type of false teachers called the antinomians.
保罗在这里为那些 假教师叫做反律法主义者那些极力争斗。
These false teachers taught that.Because Christ died for their sins, they could live however they wanted to.
那些假教师在那里教导，就是说，虽然因为基督为他们的罪而死，他们可以活着为所欲为。
So basically, they taught that being a Christian came with all benefits and no obligations.
基本上来说，他们的教导就是基督徒可以活着有所有的福气，但是不需要有义务。
All blessings and no duties.
我们有祝福，但是没有责任。
And give some modern day examples.
我们在这里可以给你一些例子看看。
And see if you think this is true or counterfeit.
你们可以思想一下，这是真的还是假的？
I believe in Jesus, but I don't need to be part of a church.
我相信耶稣，但是我不需要来教会，成为教会的一员。
I'm forgiven, but I don't need to obey.
我可以得到赦免，但是我不需要，我不需要顺服。
Jesus died for me, so I can live as I please.
耶稣为我死，所以我可以随心所欲地活着。
Since I've been free, I now have no master. Life is all about me.
由于我已经得到了自由，所以我现在没有任何的束缚，我可以为我自己而活。
How does that sound to you?
你自己觉得怎么样呢？
What kind of friend always gives and expects nothing back in return?
你想想，这是一个怎样的朋友？他只是期望别人给予他，他从来没有。有一些什么的回报。
What kind of spouse loves with devotion but doesn't expect faithfulness?
又是怎样的一个伴侣，如果他期望有绝对的奉献，绝对的施予，但是也没有，又不想得到忠诚和诚实。
What kind of country demands no allegiance of its citizens?
这又是一个怎样的国家？他对你有期望，但是他对他的公民没有任何的保护。
But this was what was being taught.
这些就是我们被假教师的教导。
And teachings like that still exist today.
在现在仍然有一些这样的教导。
Let's look at verses 18 and 19 together.
让我们看看18和19节。
Paul says they live as enemies of the cross.
保罗说，因为有很多人的行事是基督十字架的仇敌。
This is a harsh accusation, enemies of the cross.
这些 是一个非常严重的问题。
Paul also goes on to say that their God is in their bellies.
保罗在那里说，他们的杜甫就是他们的神。
So they may say they worship God, but who they really worship are themselves.
他们说他们敬拜神，但是他们最终他们只是敬拜他们自己。
They live not for Christ, but for their own self-indulgence.
他们不是为基督而活，而是他们为自己的利益而活。
And because they live to satisfy their own desires, their actions do not please God.
因为他们活着，他们是为所欲为，没有得到神的喜悦。
Paul also says that their minds are set on earthly things.
保罗说，这些也就提醒我们，我们只是思念地上的事。
Now here the word earthly really takes on the nuance of things temporary.
这个地上的事提醒我们，就是那些暂时的事情。
So instead of having their minds set on heavenly things, the things that are permanent, their minds are weighed down by momentary things.
就是那些就像那些我们思念天上的事，不是去思念天上的事，因为那是很永久的，那是永恒的。我们只是暂时顾念我们现在地上的事。
Set your mind on temporary things.And you only look to the temporary for your satisfaction and security.
如果我们只是顾念我们暂时的事，我们只是得到暂时的满足。
And I think having our minds set on earthly things is one of our biggest challenges today.
对于我们今天最大的挑战，就是我们只是顾念地上的事。
So here's a question to think about.
这里有一个问题啊。
Are all the investments we make to make this life better?
是不是我们所有的投资都是注重在我们想我们可以活得更好？
See, living for yourself is selfishness.
为我们自己而活好像是一个私利。
Living just for this life is short-sightedness.
只是为我们今生而活是一个短视的投资。
And Paul says that both of these ways are enemies of the cross.
保罗说，这两样都是与基督的十字架为仇敌。
一个人不能侍奉两个主。I saw it before, right? I saw it.
他说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Right? One person cannot worship, cannot serve two masters. If you are a citizen of Jesus' heavenly kingdom, I encourage you to look a little further.
如果你是天国的子民，我鼓励你们可以看远一点。
To invest in an eternal dividend.
投资在那永恒的国度。
Lastly, Paul would give a terminal diagnosis of their future.
在最后保罗提醒我们什么是永恒的终点。
He says that their end is destruction.
因为相反的，因为他们的结局是沉沦的。
The word destruction is used to contrast the complete salvation that citizens of heaven have.
那个沉沦那个字就是与我们得到的救恩的终点是相反的。
In other words, those who live this way will not be saved. They will be destroyed.
换一句话说，那些他们因着虚假的教导而活着的人，他们没有得到拯救，他们的终结是沉沦的。
And Paul took this very seriously.
保罗在这一点上是非常认真的。
The counterfeit gospel is less than useless.
那个假福音不仅是没有用。而且是毫无价值。
False teaching can lead to destruction.
假的教导可以使人沉沦。
To not believe that Jesus died for our sins and rose from the dead is not good.
不 相信耶稣基督为我们死为我们复活虽然是不好
But to believe that Jesus died so that you can live exactly the way you please is worse
但是如果相信耶稣已经为我们死我们可以随所欲为的活着那是更糟
Because it gives us false hope of our eternal security
因为那样给我们一个假的盼望 那是对于进入天国是毫无作为的
You don't want false hope
你们真的不想有一个假的盼望
You are a citizen of heaven if you have repented of your sins and trust solely in Jesus.
你可以得到天国子民的身份，只是仅仅于你承认了你的罪，你相信耶稣基督。
So let me be clear. You don't earn your citizenship.
可以这样说，你不是去占取你的国民身份。
But the authenticity of your citizenship is seen in the way you stand firm in the Lord.
但是呢，你拥有那个国民真实的身份，可以让你看到，你可以得到很好的保护。
The validity of your citizenship is seen by whom you pledge allegiance to.
那个有效的国民身份，就是在乎你怎样可以在主里站立的稳。
Where is your citizenship?
哪里是你的国民身份
Does the way you live your life show your allegiance to Jesus?
是不是就是那个生活你展示在你爱主耶稣
This resurrection day, be sure that your citizenship is authentic and not counterfeit.
在今天这个复活的日子我们可以真正的告诉你们我们复活的身份是真实的而不是虚假的
The second way to stand firm in the Lord is to be able to identify true teaching from what is false.
所以第二点我已经说了我们如何在主里站立的稳就是在乎我们如何鉴别什么是真的教导在虚假当中认清什么是真的
Perhaps many of us need to place a higher value in not just understanding God's word, but obeying it.
我们不仅仅是明白什么是救恩，我们更要我们顺服神的话语。
Some of us need to live for Christ and not for ourselves.
我们要为主而活，不是为自己而活。
And some of us need to learn to live for a heavenly kingdom.And not just for this earthly one.
我们需要学习我们如何为天上的国度而活着而不是仅仅为地上。
The third way to stand firm in the Lord is to look to those who are living among us.
第三点我们要讲的我们如何在主里站立的稳就是需要我们留意我们身边有天国子民榜样的人。
To look to those who have a good standing citizen of this heavenly kingdom.
也就是看看我们周围那些人他们如何有一些有天国子民的榜样
Now,
对我们有一些的提醒
I've been thinking about getting a new laptop because my current laptop has been a cause of frustration
我经常都想有一个很新的手提电脑因为我现在的那个手提电脑使我非常纠结
Now while I'm slow at keeping up with new technology I would want one that has faster capabilities a faster processor
我不仅需要那个我新的那个手提电脑有一些很新的技能而且它的运作要很快
I'd like one with a battery that lasts long
它那个电池可以运行很久
I'd like to have one that can take advantage of the new and better applications that are coming out
那个我新的那个手提电脑我就很想它可以有很新的科技技能
But eventually, like all laptops, the software becomes outdated and it slows down.
但是最终所有的电脑都一样它里面的软件会慢慢的 老化
The battery doesn't last as long as it used to.
它里面那个电池越用越少也没有刚刚新的时候那么耐用了
And the hardware breaks down
那个电脑的外壳也慢慢的陈旧
Now if you're fortunate you get I don't know maybe 3 years of meaningful and hassle free use of your laptop
如果你运气好的话，你可以有 一部电脑，可以有运作很好，可以用三年。
If you're not fortunate, whether it's from a virus, dropping it or spill, the effectiveness and the life of that laptop is crippled, even cut short.
如果你的运气不好，那你的而且你的电脑或许会有病毒侵入，或者你摔坏了，或者你倒翻了什么东西，反正那个电脑慢慢的它的寿命慢慢的缩短。
Our life on earth is like a laptop.
我们在地上的生活就像一部手提电脑。
There's normal wear and tear, and there's the blue screen of death.
我们的生命会慢慢的会折损，而且到最后我们会慢慢的越来越朽坏。
I think we all know this. This current body is not made to last.
我们大家都知道，我们现在的身体是不会存活到永久的。
If we're fortunate, we live most of our lives without any serious illness or accidents.
如果我们运气好，我们的一生可能不会有什么大的病痛或者灾难。
For the past 15 years, I've been having this chronic throat pain.
但是在过去的15年，我一直在患上慢性的咽喉炎。
I've seen many doctors and I've tried many sorts of treatments.
我看过很多的医生，也进行过很多不同的治疗。
So if you're thinking you have the remedy, thank you for having it.
你也可以想象你会有一些现在的有一些不同的情况跟我一样。
One day you can tell me.
有一天你会告诉我。
And I'll listen.
你也会有一些不同的遭遇。
But it hurts. It still hurts when I talk.
在我讲话的时候，我的嗓子还在疼。
It's painful to read books to my son.
我在为我儿子念书的时候，我的嗓子很疼。
It's painful to sing to my daughter who loves music.
我唱歌，我为我女儿唱歌的时候，我的嗓子又会疼。
You may have certain pains and trials that you carry and face.
你可能会有不同的疼痛在你的生活当中。
When it's constant and when it's frustrating.
但持续地使我感到非常有挫折感。
Or when the cross that we're called to carry is too heavy.
但是我又回想，这好像是我们要背负的十字架，又是如此的沉重。
How do we find courage to stand firm in the Lord?
我们又如何找到我们在主里站立的稳的勇气？
How do we find strength to carry on?
我们又怎么样找到我们的力量可以继续下去？
In verse 17, Paul exhorts his beloved church, saying, "Brothers and sisters, join together in following my example."
在十七节那里，保罗提醒我们，弟兄们，你们要一同效法我，也当留意看那些照我们榜样行的人。
And keep your eyes on those who can serve as a model for how you ought to stand firm in the Lord.
我们定睛注视那些人，他们为我们树立的在基督里站立的稳的榜样。
Join together and look to those who are showing us how to live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们要一同效法，看注视那些在我们身边，我们那些为陶主喜悦的人如何生活。
This past year, we as a church have experienced much sadness and loss.
在过去的一年，我们教会了经历不同的伤痛和失去。
And it has been difficult.
我们都觉得很难过。
Easter is a joyous time.
复活节是一个喜庆的日子。
And rightfully so.
也是一个我们值得庆祝的时刻。
This past Friday, a group of us went to watch the show He is Alive in Burlington.
我们在过去的星期五，我们有一群人去了Burlington 那个地方，看了一个表演节目，那叫做他活着。
It's a great depiction, a show about Jesus' death and resurrection.
那个表演向我们展示了耶稣怎么样死而复活。
The opening scene was a festive one, taking place on Palm Sunday.
在开幕的那一在开 刚开始的那一幕，有多过100个人站在舞台上，他们在庆祝，因为那一天是中恕主日。
In this scene, there were over 100 people rejoicing as Jesus was entering Jerusalem.
在那一幕里，那里有100多个人在那里庆祝主耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
On the stage, from end to end, and also in the aisles, everyone was singing and dancing as Jesus was coming in.
在当时的舞台，从后面到观众席的后面，从不同的角落里，我们都看到那些人在一直在欢歌跳舞，庆祝主耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
Everyone but one.
除了一个人例外。
In the back of the stage, there was a woman, a mom grieving over the body of her dead child.
就在舞台的一个角落，有一个妈妈在抱着一个她死去孩子的身体在那里哀痛。
In this scene, you know, amidst the crowd, the festivities, Jesus noticed her.
在那一刻，在那个欢庆的人群中，在欢庆的节日中，主耶稣注意到她。
Jesus walked towards her.
主耶稣走向她。
And Jesus comforted her.
主耶稣安慰她。
And then miraculously, Jesus brought her back to life.
但是奇迹的也发生了，主耶稣把他的女儿的生命还给了他。
They then join in rejoicing, for their Savior has personally arrived.
他们站起来，他站起来，一起参与那些庆祝的人群，欢庆我们的救主降临。
At our best, today is like we're like the crowds who rejoice.Of Jesus' resurrection and victory over the grave.
今天我们像大多数的人一样，我们在欢庆主耶稣战胜那个空的坟墓。
There is much reason to rejoice and be glad.
在那，我们当然有很多的原因，我们可以去欢呼，我们去欢唱。
And yet there are some of us who have experienced great loss.
因为我们在座的有些人，我们经历过我们亲人的丧失，亲人的离去。
There are some of us whose bodies are failing us.
我们也看到我们有一些的人的身体慢慢的老化。
Jesus notices you.
耶稣知道我们。
He knows the pain, the confusion, and even the fear that you are going through.
他知道我们的伤痛，知道我们的恐惧，知道我们的苦难。
And Jesus is here with us.
他与我们在一起。
And he will one day make everything right again.
他会有一天，所有的事情都会像新的一样。
There is true hope.
我们会有一个真实的盼望。
Verse 21 tells us that one day he will transform our lowly bodies into glorified bodies.
在二十一节，他那里告诉说，他要按照他可能归有万有归他自己的大能。
There will be a day with no more pain.
有一天，再没有伤痛。
No more sorrow.
再没有苦难。
No more decay.
再没有朽坏。
And no more death.
再没有死亡。
There will be a day when he comes back.To bring us to our eternal home.
那一天，就是主耶稣再来的那一天，他会带我们去到那永恒的天家。
For now, look at those among us who are walking through hardship.
我们现在看来，周围有不少的人跟我们一样，经历伤痛和困难。
Find strength in their strength.
我们可以在他们当中，他们得到的力量，我们看到更多的力量。
Find courage in their courage.
我们看到从他们的鼓励中，我们找到鼓励。
We can also look to those who were among us and fought the good fight.
我们可以从神在那些极度痛苦人当中得到的功，在那里所做的功，我们得到安慰。
Stand as citizens of heaven, waiting for our King's return.
我们在主内站立的稳，我们在等候我们的王再来。
And stand firm together until he returns and fully restores us.
我们要一起等候，我们等候他的再来，我们来等候他再来到这里，使我们还原我们原来被造的样式。
A As young as you are only here temporarily.
像你们一样，我们只是在这里暂时的居住。
If Jesus is your Lord and Savior, you are part of a heavenly kingdom.
如果耶稣是你的救主，你是天国子民的一份子。
Because he lives, we can face tomorrow.
因为他活着，我们可以面对明天。
Because he lives, our identity and our destiny is secure.
因为他活着，我们有可以进入天国的保障，我们有天国子民的身份。
And because he lives, we have true hope as we wait for him to return.
因为他活着，我们可以有一个真实的盼望，我们可以等待他的再来。
Brothers and sisters whom are loved and cared for, stand firm in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那些我们爱的人，请我们在主里站立的稳。
Now let's pray.
我们一同祷告。
Oh God, this is the day we celebrate your resurrection.
天父，今天是那个日子，我们在一起庆祝你的复活。
You have risen.
因为你复活了。
Thank you for dying for our sins.
感谢你为我们的罪而死。
In you there is hope.
在你里这里有盼望。
In you there is life.
在你里面我们有生命。
Help us to live for Christ.
帮助我们为基督而活。
And help us to stand firm in you.
帮助我们在你里面站立得稳。
Remind us that because you are alive, one day you will return to renew our bodies.
提醒我们，因为你活着，将有一天你会再来，还原我们被造的样式。
One day you will return to bring us to heaven.
因为有一天你会再来，带我们去到你的天家。
Lift our eyes to see you, Jesus, our King.
神耶稣教导我们如何仰望你。
Give us joy in the God who saves.
因为神的大能给予了我们有喜乐。
And move us to give you praise.
也感动我们向你献上感恩。
That you would receive the glory that is due your majestic name.
就是因为你是那值得那荣耀而尊重的大能。
In the risen name of Jesus our Lord we pray.
我们祷告，奉我们复活主耶稣基督名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Kenny, for the message.
我想在座的许多人都可能跟我一样。
I think many people here are like me.
经过千辛万苦才获得美国绿卡或者公民。
A lot of us came here without citizenship. Later on, we got a green card. Later on, we became a U.S. citizen.
在座的许多人可能还现在还在这个努力的过程中。
Maybe some of us are not yet a U.S. citizen.
曾经认为这是个最好的身份。
I believe it's the best citizenship you could get.
但是神告诉我们，最好的国籍是在天国。
But God told us that the best citizenship we have is in heaven.
而且这个身份，你不要像德拉利卡和公民费美国利卡一样那么努力。
And you don't have to go through that process to as if like the U.S. citizenship.
你只要打开你自己的心灵，让神成为你的主。
You should open your heart to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
希望在座的每一位都能成为天国的公民。
I hope that each one of us here will become citizens of heaven.
接下来是奉献时间。
The below is offering time.
我们有请施献的弟兄的台前，我们做个简短的祷告。
Pray for the offering.
感谢你。
Thank you.
就是因为你的大爱，让你甘愿钉在十字架上。
You died on the cross for us.
为我们建立永恒的天国。
Prepare this heavenly home for us.
在世上也你也给我们丰丰富富的供应。
You gave us abundant life on earth.
现在我们将来是你的恩赐的一部分。
Now that we are returning part of what you've given us.
在恭恭敬敬的献到你的堂前。
And we are offering them, in front of you.
这是我们众弟兄姐妹甘心情愿的奉献。
This is what we are willing to give.
为的是在你美好的祝福上有份。
Pray that we will receive your blessings.
求你悦纳。
Please accept gladly.
并赋予我们属灵的智慧来管理你的托付。
And give us wisdom to manage the resources that you've given us.
来开拓你的圣工。
To further your kingdom.
一切荣耀归于主。
May you have all the glory.
以上祷告乃是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
奉献是每个基督徒的本分。
Offering is the responsibility of Christians.
如果你现在还不是基督徒，
if you're not yet a Christian,
你可以不用参加。
You do not need to participate.
现在在奉献时，我们唱回应诗。
So we're gonna have a response song.
拥戴我主为王。
Crown Him Majesty.
Father. God, Lord, this life is short, yes. We are born into this world and we live, and then one day, you know, we die. And that's the reality of it. But God, you sent your Son in this world to change that, to give us a new reality, to give us a new life in Him, a new citizenship. And with this new life, we no longer live for our own selfish ambitions. We no longer work for this world, but now we work for our God. For your Son Jesus, who died on the cross for our salvation. And I know in this world, and in this time, there's suffering, and there's pain, and there's people dying, Lord. And we look to the cross whenever this suffering happens, and we look at it and we say that there's peace, and there's comfort, and there's salvation in the cross. And because of that, we look at all this pain and suffering, and we turn it into hope and joy, because we know in the suffering there's peace and there's comfort. And for that, Lord, we praise you. We want to say we thank you, and we love you, God. And we pray that, Lord, throughout all our lives, that we won't live for ourselves anymore, that we won't praise you on once a year on this day, but we will live as if our lives shows that we believe in you, God. So let that be our prayer today, and I just pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's all stand and receive the Lord's blessing. 请大家一同起立，我们做一个祷告。Oh, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His love, mercy, and grace, He has given us a new birth to a living hope and eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let our celebration today lift us up and renew our lives by the Holy Spirit that is within us.So that we can live for Christ. We praise your wonderful name and give thanks to you. May you receive all the glory and praise. 感谢我们天上的父神的慈爱、怜悯和恩惠，因着主耶稣基督的受死、埋葬和复活，赐给我们新的盼望，还有永远的生命。借着今天的复活节主日崇拜，圣灵再一次的复兴我们，更新我们的生命，我们可以为主而活。我们赞美主的名，愿主得到一切的荣耀跟颂赞。这样祷告祈求感谢，奉主耶稣基督的圣名， Amen。
Please be seated.